Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Rob, at the bottom of the hour, we got our man Antonio Daniels.
Good to have him
joining
back.
Us. Yes. Yeah, so we'll he'll be on every week, of course, every Monday.
I'll be interested to hear what he thinks, Chris, about the All-Star game,
about
how hard it was to watch, or you know, his thoughts being a
and even
NBA
like
player.
Again, like I mean, we only played on an amateur level, so it's one thing for us to, I don't think you would enjoy necessarily playing in a game like that. It'd be interesting to get his take and see what he says about it.
No doubt. Chris, I had a big lunch today.
Lunch? Well, you ain't eating nothing.
No,
You're eating meat and salad. That's what you eat.
For the most part, right. But I had collard greens today, which are good to eat. Collard greens.
About time you had some veggies.
I did. A big bowl of collard greens and I had about 6 bones of ribs with no sauce, of course, a dry rub, only 2 carbs. So I had 6 ribs and collard greens. That's a big lunch. I wanted a nap after that meal. But real good stuff. I cheated, though, with the ribs, Chris. You know, it's hard to cook good ribs, right?
Right.
Can you cook ribs?
I grill some ribs here and there.
Okay. I got the ones that you put that are in a bag that you just put in the oven.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we actually my one of my friends made some ribs for the Super Bowl party we had, and it was
good.
Delicious beef ribs. And I usually don't really, I mean, I like beef ribs, but I usually eat pork ribs.
Right, pork ribs are better,
but
I've had beef ribs
too.
They were
so good. Oh my god.
Were they falling off the bone? Was it
falling off the bone? They were awesome.
And did he have sauce on them, or what kind of, what was it?
Barbecue sauce. You sound like you're living vicariously through
it. Barbecue sauce? Was it barbecue? Did any butter drizzle sauce off the
corn? My man Malik Carey. Since you into this.
Right.
He did lemon pepper salmon.
Oh, wow.
I think it was pineapple and honey salmon or something like that.
Gained 5 pounds right here just listening to that.
And he did a whole nother type of salmon. I don't know what it was.
So wait a minute. Was he a chef?
He just loves to cook, man. So he prepared all his stuff. He cooked his fish at his house. But the meat, he grilled steak and ribs. And he came over my house and grilled them. But his food is so good. I mean, you know, he's a good friend, longtime friend. And his food is so good. My daughters, who went to, you know, one of their friends' gatherings for Super Bowl, they were like, oh, man, we almost want to come home to get some of Malik's steak.
Right, because you're going to miss the good food, They're used to having it.
And let me say this, Rob, because my daughters, I mean, they got quite the active social life up in New York City.
They should, for being in their 20s. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do. They're always out and about and all that stuff. And they have these things, you know, obviously you have Valentine's Day, but did you know there was also something called Galentine's Day, G-A-L, for gals? It's like it looked like my daughter, it was like a slumber party for her and a bunch of her girlfriends, and they all cooked, and the food looked delicious.
So is it if you don't have a man, you all get together and have a Galentine's?
I don't think it was about not having a man, although I'm trying to think when looking at some of them. Yeah, my one daughter that has a boyfriend, she was not there.
Okay.
I don't know. But it was Galentine's Day. Also something called Palentine's Day.
Alex, you know about Palentine's Day?
If you two came over to my house, we would have had it.
Oh, is
so
that
you,
right?
You've heard of these.
Well, not Alex. The Galentine's. No, I've heard of Palentine's, though.
Okay.
So that's just a bunch Valentine's of friends getting beer, together. But
I just know Single Awareness Day on Valentine's Day. That's for sure.
Single Awareness Day.
Yeah, I know that one.
It's a trip, though. They got all this new stuff, man.
It keeps popping up.
And, of course, they always do a Friendsgiving.
That one I know, yes.
Yeah,
I never heard of that.
You never heard of Friendsgiving?
Rob, you have that every weekend with your mentees. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. With the 19-year-old cats you always hanging out with.
I'm always eating out. You're right.
No, but yeah, Friendsgiving. But anyway, Rob, let's get into it. Speaking of Friendsgiving, Russell Westbrook, of course, bought out by the Utah Jazz, is going to join, reportedly, Rob, the L.A. Clippers.
This is what we said. Remember, we thought that this was going to happen. We talked about
this. Is the only one to me that makes sense. Miami, Chicago, Washington. I mean, really? Why? And I'm not saying what, because none of those teams were going to win a championship, or maybe Miami might have won a round in the playoffs. Maybe. I'm not even sure about that. Washington and Chicago, no way they're getting out of the first round with or without Russell Westbrook. And so why go ahead and sign me? I know it's not expensive, but still, why go through the hassle? But for the Clippers, Rob, and I'm not saying this puts them over the top. I think all things being equal, everybody being healthy, Phoenix is clearly, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy for them, but they're the best team in the West on paper. Heck, they should win the championship on paper. So I think they're the clear favorite in the West. But after them, Rob, I give the Clippers as good a chance as anybody. I mean, people may like Denver, which I get, but I think the Clippers right now, with Golden State not playing well, I think they would be right there in that group right below Phoenix and have a shot. And I like the addition of Westbrook, Rob. I think that they should bring him off the bench. Right now, they got Terrence Mann playing point. He's not a point guard. We get that.
He's just kind of filling in, holding that spot.
Right, but they kind of play a point guardless, at least they have recently. And they've been playing well. They've won 10 out of their last 14. They've moved to the fourth seed in the West. Kawhi can handle it when he needs to. Paul George can obviously handle it. So I think they should keep this group, Rob. and then have Russ come off the bench and be Russ. They got great shooting. Kawhi shooting 38% from three. George, Marcus Morris are shooting 38% from three. Terrence Mann is like 39% from three. Norman Powell's over 40%. Like,
wow.
They have the shooting where Russ can do his thing, kick it out to the shooters, and I think they'll be good. Here's the one thing I don't want from Russ if I'm the Clippers. And everybody's talking about will he start. If you're going to start him, fine. I don't really care. But to me, Rob, I'm not saying he can't finish here or there if he's got it going. But that's what scares me about Russ is him finishing games. Because he's not a good decision maker. And so if the ball is in his hands, then he's going to make some errors late in the game. And he's going to play the last 2 minutes like it's the first 15 minutes.
And you can't
do it like
that. He
doesn't really adjust to time and score, right. And here's the thing, though, Rob. If the ball isn't in his hands, he can't shoot. So that you put him in the corner, they're just going to back off of him and hope you pass it to him and dare him to shoot. Right.
Right.
So my thing, I'm more concerned about not having him in the finishing lineup for the most part. I mean, a game here or there, he might be fine, than having him in the starting lineup.
How about where's his head, Chris, on just what's happened to him the last 6 years? Or has he wrapped his head around like where he went from from playing at OKC, Paul George was there, you know, like from going from there to now bouncing around? What is this, 5 teams in 6 years?
Well, let's see. He was OKC to Houston to Washington.
That's three.
To the Lakers.
That's four.
To the Clippers.
No, Utah, five, and now the Clippers.
Oh,
six.
Utah, right. But he won't play for them.
No, right. But I'm just saying, but he's been with 6 organizations.
Right.
That's,
I mean,
crazy.
He's had to have been humbled. He's had to have been humbled. But I also think he seems like the type of guy that doesn't really worry about what other people think. I mean, we all can be bothered by that to some degree. And I think he was bothered by the Westbrook stuff and all that. He said
he definitely got bothered by that.
Right. He was bothered by that. But I just think you look at the trajectory of his career. I mean, he wasn't highly touted out of UCLA. He's always had criticism of his game, and yet he's gone on and done what he does.
Top 75.
Kevin Durant leaves him, right? And he's gone on and does what he does. So I think he'll, you know, again, he's probably been humbled. And to be honest, maybe he needed to be humbled a bit. You know, a lot of these guys could stand to be humbled. So,
and I'm going to say this,
that could,
Chris,
help him.
Ty Lue will do what's right with him. Ty Lue is a good coach.
Absolutely.
I think he'll get Russ into the situation that they need him. I'm sure there was a lot of conversation prior to this happening.
Well, they definitely were talking. Yeah.
Am I right?
Apparently, reportedly, they went over all of the,
right,
you know, what his role's going to be.
So that there's no,
yeah,
when you come here, we don't want to be no belly aching,
yep,
about,
yep,
whatever.
You're not
this
Kawhi
it,
or Paul George.
This is
know?
What it is.
Yep.
Are you,
yep,
interested in doing this? If you aren't interested, please don't.
Right.
We don't have to make a deal. I think
I'm sure they talked to him, Rob, about if you come off the bench. Are you good with that?
Right. If you're not, we're not going to sign you because,
right,
we don't want any issues.
If you're not playing the last 6 minutes of a game, are you good with that? You know, are you going to be okay with that? We had Brad Turner on, Rob, last week from the LA Times, who covers the Lakers. He said, you know, if they won a game and Russ didn't play late, he was bothered in the locker room. If,
right,
they lost the game but he had a triple-double, he was cheery. You can't have that.
Nah.
And that's the thing, Rob. If the if he's showing any of that, and I'm not saying he will, but if he is showing any of that, even if he doesn't say anything, if he's showing a bad attitude, like, man, I ain't play tonight, I'm up, you know, I'm getting rid of him. I'm getting rid of him. But I do like the signing. I like his energy, Rob. I like his toughness. I mean, when you look at Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, Westbrook, I mean, that's a team that's got some attitude, which I kind of like.
Yep. And you need a little attitude, a little,
yep,
moxie, Chris,
yep,
to make a run and whatnot. So I like the move, and I think you're right. They've talked to him.
They've got him to accept the role. And I think most players want to know, what am I doing? You know, yep. How do I fit in? That's it. And if you deviate from that where you don't know, one game I didn't play at all, one game I played
right
30 minutes, one game I played the first 5 minutes and didn't see any the floor, that's when they get frustrated and get mad, when yep. they don't know.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Will Russell Westbrook work with the Clippers? Your turn, right, Chris, your thoughts.
Let's kick it off with, let's start with Kyle in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
What up, fellas? How you doing, gentlemen? I hope all is well.
Good.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, I think, I'm lukewarm about the move. I think if he knows his role, if it's a bench player and they had the talks that you guys discussed earlier, that he knows exactly what his role is and, you know, there's no complaining in the locker room after. I think it's a solid move. I just wonder what the Clippers are. Like, they really have that identity. They got Kawhi Leonard, who's about Kawhi. He's a smart guy. I mean, he's it feels like he's just in the NBA, clocking in, clocking out, like, take my money and I'm done. Do these dudes care about championships? I know Russ cares. So that's what I think is good there is I hope that he can rub off on, hey, I need a championship. Kawhi already got one. Paul George doesn't have one, but I can't tell if he really wants one or if he's just also kind of like a Kawhi, just clocking in, clocking out.
I think he wants one. I mean, remember when Kawhi got hurt, he led them to the Western Conference Finals. I know they lost. I think he wants to win. I hear your point, Chris. But I
think
also
he's right. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I also think that Westbrook, I mean, he's from L.A. I know it's not the Lakers. Didn't turn out to his dream return home.
Right.
But there's something there to play for, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, L.A. I think, is the best thing going. Oh, excuse me.
I think he's right, though, Rob, in that I don't know. And again, I said, I think after Phoenix, they're in the hunt. They're right there. But I don't feel like they have an identity. I don't think they've been healthy enough to have an identity.
Yeah, they
haven't
played enough.
Like, they feel like a bunch of mercenaries. We're just here to come together and win and see what we can do. But I don't know. They don't feel that much like a team to me. You know, the Lakers, even though they're not very good, they got LeBron. That's their identity. You know, the Suns, like Chris Paul's the leader. Like, who's their leader? Kawhi's very quiet. Paul George, I mean, they're good, but they just don't seem to have an identity.
They're a three-point shooting team.
That.
But you're right. I would agree. But they, like you said, they've been
playing better of late.
Yeah. 10 right. of their last 14. We'll see what happens. How about Roberto? In Palm Springs, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roberto?
Oh, my God. Am I really on?
You're on.
You're really on, brother.
Oh, I've been listening to you guys since the beginning, 3 years ago. And Mr. Broussard,
serious?
Mr. Parker.
Thank you, man.
I finally got on. I can't believe it.
Good to have you.
Yes, we appreciate the support, too. Thank you so much, Roberto.
So my opinion is Westbrook has showed us exactly what type of person he is. His stance on things, the way he's going to react, you might say. Whenever there's resistance or whatnot, he's not going to do the right thing. At least as far as the team is concerned. He's going to do what he thinks is good for him, but it's usually not good for everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you've heard conflicting reports, Rob. There are some that say he's great with teammates and players, and Paul George swears by him. Paul George had his best season of his career with him, Chris, and wanted to stay in OKC. I mean, he ultimately left for Kawhi, but, you know, he initially signed on to stay there. Kawhi wants him. But then, of course, there were reports that in L.A. he was, you know, trouble in the locker room. So, I don't know. Look, if they're looking for Russell Westbrook to come in, Rob, and be like the third prong of a real big three, I don't think he's going to do that. I think you have to look at him as a role player. Now, he may be a role player to give you 15 and 7.
I think they've already told him.
Right.
This is Kawhi and Paul George. Like,
right. As long as that's the case, I think they could be all right. But, right. Yeah, he's not a big three. And he thought that's what it was going to be in L.A., Rob, with the Lakers.
Right. And it was
not. So that could make it tougher to handle.
Let's go to Aaron in Baton Rouge. Aaron, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yep. What's up, Aaron?
Not too much. I think it's a good move for the Clippers and Westbrook. Like you said, I think they don't really have an identity, but they do have, like, a ton of tough guys that'll play. So I think if Russ comes in, you know, plays his role, obviously Coach Lou getting him on board, making sure he's mentally there, ready to, you know, play within the system, I think it'll be great because I actually think Westbrook can help most of those, you know, Western teams that are looking to, you know, compete for a championship. I just don't think the Lakers will even really compete for a championship with their pieces because, you know, AD is always out. LeBron's in and out with his, you know, injuries and stuff like that. So I think it could be a good help for both sides to be, you know, play how he should. So
I agree that the Lakers, I mean, the Clippers are a better team than the Lakers. I don't think Russ could help every Western Conference or Eastern Conference contender.
Yeah, not every,
I think he's
but,
a special fit. You know, like, Rob, again, it's like Allen Iverson. You saw him in Detroit. Iverson wasn't going to fit everywhere. It's a special fit for Westbrook, and I do think this one can work. We said from day one, heck, from the time the rumors were out,
Chris,
that he might go to the Lakers, that this is – I thought it was – there's no way that's true. There's no way that can be
true. I remember you were in disbelief because you were
I was like, come on. What?
This doesn't make sense.
They know more basketball than that. But Aaron, with the Clippers, I think it could work.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's squeeze in Andre real quick. Up in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Dre, what you got on this?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Westbrook to the Clippers can work based on the fact that they have very strong institutional framework with Steve Ballmer being the richest owner in team sports and Ty Lue. But the bottom line is this. The Clippers have so much depth. They also brought in Bones Highland. They have a million, two, three, four players. You know, you talk about Brandon Boston, Trey Mann, Luke Kennard. They got Nicholas Batum. It just goes on and on. And their theory is they're just going to stockpile assets in this kind of arms race and hope that with that institutional support, Ty Lue and his strategic, his strategic edge, they can win in the postseason. So as soon as Russ goes off the reservation, they have three or four other guys they can immediately plug in, and they don't really lose much. The question for the Clippers, Steve Ballmer, richest owner, they're building a new facility, is will it work this year because their window is closing? This Kawhi Paul George experiment, they really have one more year specifically with the Suns, and so that's why this Westbrook move, it's all or nothing for the Clippers, I feel, because another year of the same thing. We've seen it for 3 or 4 years, and they haven't got it done. So I admire them for rolling the dice. Thanks for taking the call.
No doubt.
All right.
Appreciate
it. Good call, Andre. We got Antonio Daniels around the corner, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
He's an NBA champion.
And he hustled.
A Sirius XM NBA radio host and a TV analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. Our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? I can imagine what you guys' first question is going to be today.
You already know. Before before we get there, make sure you say hi to Joel Myers, your TV partner down there. He used to do the Dodger games on TV in the 90s, and I got to know him pretty well. I saw you guys in Houston before, but tell him I said what's up.
Oh, I will do. I will do. I'll see him tomorrow. I'll make sure I tell him that, Rob, for sure.
Yep.
All right, so Antonio.
Yes.
Mike Malone said it was the worst basketball game ever played. It was darn near unwatchable, in our opinion, Antonio. What were your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing, man. It's entertainment. And what we become accustomed to. It is.
It used to be.
I'm saying that's the purpose. That's the purpose of
but any that All-Star wasn't entertaining. Game. Right. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying the purpose of any All-Star game is entertainment. What we become accustomed to is the kind of playing and joking and laughing and Olay defense for the first three quarters. And then for that final quarter, it's like, all right, you know what? Let's play a little bit.
Right.
What we didn't see yesterday was that intensity that we're accustomed to seeing with the final quarter or the Elam ending. I was sitting there watching the game yesterday and kind of like waiting. Okay, here's the target score. All right, now they're a little bit closer. All right, I wonder when somebody's actually going to sit down and defend. And it was just it was like an open gym game for the entire game. And the thing is, for me, I wasn't tripping on it. You know what I mean? I know it's been I feel like there's been a crazy overreaction to the All-Star game today. It is what it is. You know, we keep comparing this generation to past generations, and we got to readjust our goggles. I know what we're accustomed to seeing, whether it's regular season, postseason, preseason, load management. We have to readjust our goggles to today's NBA.
Let me follow real quick, Rob. Do you I lost my train of thought. I was looking at it. Go ahead, Rob.
Let me say this, Chris, while you regain it, okay? you know what, Antonio, I'm sorry. I'm not buying into readjusting my goggles because I've been covering the league since 1987. I'm not expecting it to be – hold on. I don't expect it to be 1987 all over again, and I get that. But I want to be like that's a part of the job – On the grand scale for everybody to watch the league, the best players play a little exhibition game. Those guys go harder in the summer against their friends in pickup games or whatever they play or whatever they do. To put on a piss-poor show like that where even the coach, Mike Malone, says the worst game he's ever coached or been a part of, I mean, that's disgraceful. It just is. And
well,
that
see,
can
okay,
never be accepted.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but here's the thing. Like, this is what I mean when I say overreaction. I think disgraceful is, I think that's too harsh. Was it fun to watch? No, it wasn't. Was it entertaining to watch? No, it wasn't. Like, what you're talking about, Rob, is a difference of 36 years of basketball. Think about how much has changed since. You know what I mean? How much has changed in that 36 years? Like, the game is not close. Like, everything that you're talking about now is the same exact argument that we can make as far as reference to today's NBA. Because you said, basically, your job is to show up, be available, play hard, and be professional. Right? I can guarantee you in 1987, when you start covering the league, load management wasn't the thing.
There was no such thing. People were dying to play. They were playing with injuries.
All right, now tell me, now here we sit 36 years later, and that you have the same thought now that you had back then.
I get that part, but the league, for the commissioner to act like you keep jipping the fans, okay, where they're buying $400 tickets, guys aren't playing, they're not injured.
Now you're talking about regular season.
I'm talking about the whole thing. Like, if you're a fan, Antonio, why should I put my money out for the league? And people could say, well, television pays for the salary. Nobody cares about attendance. Okay, but you start to lose fans when they feel like you don't care. We have people call up every day.
Okay, now, Rob, are we talking about the All-Star game now? Or are we talking about the regular season?
No, I'm just saying, like, that it just compounds it. I'm talking about the All-Star game when you add the other stuff that fans are already frustrated with. That's what I'm saying. It's the second tier. They're already frustrated with the load management and guys not playing. Who was it? at the All-Star game. Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
All I saw on Twitter was he's my favorite player because he said, I don't know why guys aren't playing. I try to play every game. It might be a fan who's only got one game a year to go to, and they come to see us play. Fans were embracing
it. He's 100% right.
Let me ask you this, Antonio. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was yesterday's game, we've all played in open runs where, you know, you had a good run for a couple hours, and then there's that last game where, you know, nobody's really into it. Dudes are tired, and it's not even a fun game. It's a bunch of cherry picking. Do you think that game yesterday was even fun? I mean, they looked like they were smiling, shooting half-court shots, but I wonder if that was even fun for the players.
I bet it wasn't. Like that's the thing. Is I bet yesterday wasn't fun, and I bet what made it not fun was the backlash that everybody's catching today. You know what I mean? So even playing in that game yesterday, it was different for me because there's usually a time. I don't believe in the proverbial switch. I don't believe in that. You know what I mean? Like when a team, like people say now, oh, well, when the playoffs start, Golden State going to hit that switch. I don't believe in that switch, right?
I don't either.
But I believe in that switch for an All-Star game. You can kind of joke around for three quarters, and the fourth quarter say, all right, you know what, now we're going to get serious because everybody else is on the same page.
Right.
But yesterday, it was almost like the page that everybody was on was a let's get in here, let's do what we came to do, and let's get out of here page, which was different for all of us that are accustomed to watching the All-Star game. That was different for me. I can't remember the last time I did not watch an All-Star game. I remember the first year they implemented the Elon ending, and I was like, man, this is competitive.
Right.
But then somebody won it at the foul line, and then people were complaining about the fact that the Elon ending shouldn't be able to end with a free throw. So, I mean, there's no way of getting it right, and there's no way of making players want to show up and play extremely hard. You can't compensate players for playing in the All-Star game. You can't do that.
I think the style of play today, and I'm not criticizing the style of play, but I think back in the day, 20 years ago, when the game was more centered around the paint, even if guys weren't going that hard, if you drove to the basket, you just met resistance because it was bodies in there, right? Now, with the floor so spread, if you don't take a three and your man's not really guarding, so you go by him, there's really nobody in the paint. There might be one guy lets you go and you dunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the style of play isn't really conducive to going half speed because it really looks bad.
No, but the thing is, like, you talk about meeting guys at the paint. Well, think about All-Star games back then. All-Star games back then had traditional centers.
Right.
You know what I mean? They had the Patrick Ewings, the Hakeem Olajuwons, you know, the Shaquille O'Neals, the Tim Duncans, these kind of guys. Now, basically, yesterday's game had two centers in it. It had Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. Everybody else in that game is a outside-in type of player.
Right. And even those two play out a lot.
Right, so even, like, this is what I mean about readjusting our goggles. With today's NBA, when games are being finished, the majority of the time, a lot of these games don't have a center when you're finishing games. You know what I mean? Look at Toronto. Toronto basically starts three men and two guards.
Right.
Now they start Jakob Poeltl. They traded for Jakob Poeltl during the deadline because that wasn't working. So it's a lot of teams out here that are finishing with guys in between 6'8", and 6'5" and 6'9". That's today's NBA.
Hey, one last thing real quick. We got less than a minute. Westbrook to the Clippers, does this fit? And do you think they had a talk with him about his specific role so that there's no issues once he gets there?
I think they had to have a talk with him about his role. I'm interested to see what that role is going to be. It seems like Terrence Mann is a perfect fit next to Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, because you need someone in that starting lineup that's willing to acquiesce, that's willing to sacrifice. So I'm interested to see if Russell Westbrook's role with the L.A. Clippers is similar or the same as his role was with the L.A. Lakers. If so, I'm all for it.
I'm with you. I got to have him coming off the bench.
I
agree with you, Antonio. All right, man, we'll get with you next week. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you, buddy.
For sure. Appreciate you, fellas, always.
All right, brother. Peace. The dunk contest is back. The game might have been horrible, but the dunk contest wasn't. Even Rob Parker was hyped. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, as I thought, I think I predicted, Mack McClung won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest. Has not played a game this year, I don't believe. He's been with the G League, but was called up kind of for this, and he did not disappoint. Here's the sound of him winning the dunk contest with a bunch of 50s.
He's got the Gate City jersey on over his 76ers jersey, a team he signed with less than a week ago. And he might just win the slam dunk. Here he is. Oh, a 360 and a bit more, and he slams it home. And he says, it's over. It's over, surrounded by NBA veterans.
What were your thoughts, Rob?
That's an amazing story. It just was. You know, looking for your opportunity, looking for your moment to shine, right?
He was the highlight of the weekend.
How could you not feel good about that, right? It was a feel-good story, Chris.
Well, a lot of people didn't know about him, I guess. But, you know, in high school, he was a sensation because he was this tremendous dunker. And like you said, he's only 6'2". And he went to Georgetown and was okay, nothing special. Then went to Texas Tech, I believe. And, you know, he's by NBA standards, he's not that good of a player, but he is a tremendous dunker, as we all saw. And Rob, I've said it all, for years, and this is no slight on the NBA players, but the best dunkers aren't in the NBA. You know, you got guys that can't really play on that level, but can jump out of the gym and do all sorts of stuff. And Mack McClung is clearly one of those guys. And like you said, good for him. I don't know that they were thinking about canceling it, so I'm not going to say brought it back. But last year, Rob, it was the worst that I've ever seen, the dunk contest.
Was it?
This year, it was the best. Not the best, but this year it was really good. McClung put on a great show. Rob, it was great that he didn't miss, right? He completed the dunks. That helps. And I'm going to throw it out there. I know it might be, it's wishful thinking. Here's the foursome I want to see next year.
Here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Let me hear this.
Ja Morant, who said he wouldn't be in it, so he might not be in it. But Ja Morant, I want to see in it. Zion Williamson, who said he might get in it. Right? I don't know if the Pelicans would let him get in it.
I'll tell you one thing. If I was the owner of the Pelicans, I would be holding them more time to the bench.
Right. Zach LaVine, Rob, next year, I think next month, Zach turns 28. So he'll only be 28, still should have his hops. And then Mack McClung. That's who I want to see. I would say Aaron Gordon if he's still, he's a little older, if he still has hops. But that's what I want to see. I mean, congratulations, Mack McClung. Great job, man. And he put on a nice show. It wasn't just that he won. He was the best of a bunch of pretty good dunkers. He put on a show. He was great.
100%, and I think fans did appreciate it, appreciate the effort, appreciate somebody where it meant something to them. And, maybe, Chris, like for a lot of guys, it just doesn't have the same feeling. But, again, it's a sacrifice for the fans. The fans want to see it. That's what they want to see, and that's the situation. I know it's hard for everybody to want to get on board. And, Michael Jordan did it, 3 times, Chris? And then you got guys like Ja Morant, such an exciting player. And for him to be that young and say, I'm not in it. I don't want to be in it. I mean, really?
Got LeBron because I personally don't think LeBron would have been a great dunk contest dunker. Maybe would have, but I don't think so. But Ja, Rob, you're like, Ja, why wouldn't you? And I think part of it, Rob, is some of these guys like a Ja Morant or even a Zion for that matter. They probably feel, Rob, like they have nothing to gain. All they can do is not win, and then people are looking at them like, but you know what? Neek won 1 out of 3 times, I think?
Yeah.
Nika's one of the greatest dunkers ever. Nobody looks down on him,
but that's just where
Kemp
we are
lost
now, right?
The dunk contest. Keep it locked. Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.